Welcome to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. Whether you're a parent, pastor, Royal Rangers leader, or a church leader seeking ideas for building an effective ministry to boys, this podcast is for you. So let's get started as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the adventure of Royal Rangers. Well, welcome back to the National Royal Ranger Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Bennett, and I'm excited as we talk about all things Royal Rangers. As this podcast is designed for you, the local outpost leader, the pastor, the parent, as truly what this ministry is all about is seeing boys and young men come to a greater relationship with the Lord, have them mentored and discipled, leaders that have gone through life or new leaders that want to see those boys and young men come to a stronger relationship with the Lord. That's truly what it's all about. Well, today we're going to talk about something that has changed a lot over the years. Maybe when you were in Royal Rangers, when you first started out back in the 60s, you still had the rotary dial phones. It's changed to just the button phones. And then now, of course, there's cell phones. And the computers, when you first started out, it was computers that were as big as the entire room. Things have changed as we try to communicate and technology over the years. And for some of us, it's harder to keep up with. With some of us, it's easier to keep up with. But communication is so, so important in our outposts and beyond as we communicate to our boys, our pastors, our leaders, whether it's using our words or technology. And ultimately, it can make or break our outpost in how we communicate and want to see it grow, both in quality and quantity, and both spiritually as well, too. Well, with me today, I'm excited to have an outpost leader with me. I have TJ Arnold, who serves at Outpost 173 in the San Antonio area. He also serves on staff as the communications coordinator for the South Texas District Royal Rangers. Welcome, TJ, to the National Royal Ranger Podcast.
Hey, Commander Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here with us. Well, we're talking communication, and if you have never seen their website and what some of the South Texas Royal Rangers do, they do a great way of being able to communicate both on their Facebook page as well as their website that they have. It's one of the best websites for Royal Rangers I've seen out there. But TJ, tell me a little bit about your family, your experience in Royal Rangers, and what got you into serving with Royal Rangers. I mean, it's changed over the years, but just tell us a little bit about you and your family and, you know, what you do in Royal Rangers as we get started.
My wife and I, we're both from Texas, and we're prior Air Force. We have two boys, but one of them has grown up and moved away. He's 20. And then we have a 17-year-old that's still living here. He's the one that got me into Royal Rangers because at our church, we launched an outpost or relaunched an outpost some years ago now. That was when he was like early Discovery Ranger age, and got him into it. And then, you know, I'd hang out for some of the meetings and ended up becoming a commander myself at that point. Been doing it ever since. He's now Expedition Rangers. He's pretty much just about to get his gold medal. So it's come full circle since we started. So it's been awesome.
That's so cool. That's awesome that you've been able to be a part of that. And actually, TJ, by the way, thank you so much for your service to our country and service in the military. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You know, communication for you, in your role, both, you know, serving as a local commander with the Expedition Rangers, but then also in your role with the South Texas Royal Rangers, what does communication look like you? What in your experience has worked the best in being able to reach leaders, to reach parents, to reach the boys themselves? Let's touch on that first before we look at the things that really hasn't worked.
Well, as far as our local outpost, It's different in the different age groups. So, you know, when you got the younger boys, you're pretty much just communicating with the parents. And I mean, you tell the boys things that are coming up, you know, during your class time, but everything has to be out to the parents because they're the ones, you know, that need to, that is going to be getting them there to the events or whatever, and making the decisions for them. So, you know, things that don't work is, you know, just relying on your boys to relay the information to their parents. You've definitely got to get it to the parents yourself. some face-to-face time, you know, during church, or when you're, you know, after church or whatever is also good, because if you want to get those, keep those boys involved, you've got to build relationships with their parents. The older boys, Adventure Rangers, Expedition Rangers, it can be a little tougher sometimes because, you know, that's the youth age. So it just depends on how your church is set up, whether or not they're competing with the youth group as far as, you know, times and stuff like that. But for our outpost, we've tailored our older boys that are in youth to where we do a totally different time than the youth does. So for instance, my guys, we were meeting at 4:30 on Sundays, and that's like an hour and a half before youth that night. So they'd come, you know, early basically for youth. Their parents would bring them there early, you know, then they'd be able to go to youth after that. So that worked out for us. And we've since changed it because of COVID, because, you know, a lot of services have been canceled and stuff like that. So we just do it right after service now on Sunday mornings. But communicating with them, the Expedition Rangers, Adventure Rangers, you still gotta get everything to their parents, because, you know, they usually don't relay stuff to their parents unless you tell them yourself.
And I know it's going to be a little different for the younger boys. I know with the younger boys, for example, I work with Ranger kids mostly, and then Discovery, you're going to have to go to the parents, because Ranger kids, they're not going to know anything. They're not going to remember it. They're not going to understand it. That's going to be more parents and handouts. And then of course, emails directly to the parents and Discoveries as well too. And in your experience in the local outpost, how well does social media work for you if you do that?
Yeah, we use Facebook primarily on our local outpost, because that seems to be what most parents use. And you know, that's how we get out info, but you know, usually it's more so the pictures from the events or when we have awards and stuff. You know, parents like to see pictures of their kids in Rangers and stuff. And that's more so how we do that, is through Facebook. Also, to get information out to them, Sunday mornings when they're doing announcements at church, you can ask your pastor to come up on stage, and we do that sometimes. One of the things that we do that gets our recognition out there to try to net, you know, more boys' interest and more parents' interest, is once a month we all dress up in our utility uniforms the first Sunday of the month, and we do offering. You know, so we're the ones passing around the buckets in our uniforms. But you know, that's all been put on hold because of COVID. You know, we're not passing buckets around anymore, so we hadn't been able to do that for a while now.
But doing that method, by having your boys once a month in utility uniforms handing out, I mean, you could have like a new family visiting and you have these guys in these uniforms serving right there. And that's communicating to them. They're going to want to know, what's this all about? Is that correct?
Yeah. And also we take that time and once a month while we're in uniform to do our monthly awards, you know, hand out advancements and do announcements and stuff and you know, do the pledges and stuff. And we do that right there in the foyer of the church. People are coming and going, they're all seeing it.
That's awesome. Well, that communicates in itself. It communicates that your church and the vision that your pastor has for the church is very much 100% on board with Royal Rangers and the ministry that it is, and that they support it. And that's huge. That's awesome that you guys have that opportunity to do so. Well, in your experience, you know, like you said, sometimes face-to-face works. I mean, of course, you can hand somebody a piece of paper, but, you know, there was always that opportunity that they could throw it away, and probably 9 times out of 10, it could happen. What hasn't worked so well in the local outpost environment, before we go to the district side? What hasn't worked in your experience?
You know, it's a hard one to think about, because we haven't had to change many things that we do as far as communications go in the local outpost. And most of that is done by our outpost coordinator. I'm the assistant outpost coordinator. He does most of the communication with parents and stuff. You know, the only thing I can think of that doesn't work at the local outpost is just, you know, just getting information to the boys and not their parents. That's the big thing, is you got to get the information to the parents and you got to build a relationship with them. So if you don't do that, if you don't communicate with the parents, eventually you might lose that boy, because they don't have, you know, a relationship with you. It's easy for them to pull them out.
The parents want to be informed. They want to understand what's going on and so forth. Well, let me talk this. And in your experience, for example, in the South Texas Royal Rangers as communications coordinator there, yes, it's on a much larger avenue, but sometimes we have larger outposts, or maybe you have some smaller outposts that want to be able to have a larger way of being able to communicate. in that role, what has kind of worked best to be able to reach a larger audience in that role? What just kind of worked for you there?
That's a totally different animal on the district scale. So we got multiple ways that we communicate information because people, you know, use different tools. Not everybody's on social media. Not everybody's responds to emails and stuff like that. So you got to get information out there different ways. So what I've found is just looking at the numbers of people, like for instance, on social media, on our Facebook page, we have over 3,000 followers. So we know we're going to be able to get out pretty good information to a wide group of people on Facebook. On Twitter, we have a little over 300. So that's a tenth of our followers on Facebook. So we still put stuff out on Twitter, but Facebook is the main one we use for communicating on social media. Another one we use is MailChimp to send out mass emails. And that works really well. And MailChimp's cool because it's got a free tier and that's what we use. It gives you analytics back. So you can see how many people viewed the email. You can see how many people clicked on stuff in the email and you get information like that back from them. Our website, of course, is the point for everyone to go to for information. Just if they're looking for event information, if they're wanting to know what's coming up on the calendar, how to get training, how to get in contact with us, all that stuff's on our website. We keep that up to date as much as we can. Another tool that we use as leaders for our leaders that's worked really well. We've had it for like the last couple of years is Slack. I don't know if you've heard of Slack, but it's a communication tool. You might have heard of Microsoft Teams. Yeah, it's a lot like that, but it's just the one that I went with because I was already familiar with it. And our group uses it a lot as far as the district leadership, conversating, sharing information. We have private channels on there so we can talk about things. That works really well with our leaders.
Well, I know MailChimp, I know some of our outposts have used that, and that's a great way to be able to, you know, create basic templates, basic emails, and be able to import your own graphics. It walks you through all the steps. And like you said, it's free. And I'm hearing more and more that using that, I'm glad to hear you use that one, because I know that leaders at local outposts are always trying to find, well, we'll just say inexpensive and cheap sometimes is a good thing, ways to be able to communicate. So whether you're communicating to parents and a large audience or just everybody, that's a great way to do so. If whether you're familiar with Slack or Microsoft Teams, that's a great way a great opportunity and program you can use at your local outpost to be able to communicate as well too. I know more and more people in some ways are trying to go away from social media per se. Maybe you don't want to, for whatever your reason, you want to use that method. That's another opportunity. I know there's so many different technology methods to be able to use, but social media does reach a large population to be able to do so, both your local outpost or beyond. Sometimes people just want to see the pictures. In your experience, both the local outpost as well as the South Texas Rangers, have you seen that when you post things on Facebook and just like say just the pictures, does that get a lot of likes? Does that get a lot of just sometimes just seeing the pictures versus like a text or information?
Oh yeah, that's something we learned a while back where we have a picture or something like that on every post. We don't just post text because those usually just get skipped over. If you want, you know, it's almost like Twitter on there because you got to limit the amount of text on your post too, because if you write enough on your post to where you got to click see more, most people aren't going to read that. So pictures are big on, or memes or whatever on Facebook are huge to get people to actually look at it and respond to it.
Well, going back to the communications side of that from the district, what hasn't worked? Like you said, that, you know, there's people that are great at emails, there's people that are great at texting, and sometimes you have to use, you know, multiple methods. I think there's studies that say usually 3 to 5 different methods to communicate to people. What really you've tried and maybe doesn't always work in that case?
There's always a group that seems like just doesn't pay attention to any of that, really. It's hard to pin that down because you use all these tools to get information out there and you'll reach most of your group, but you got to use all of them. Some of them you just won't reach unless they're like their outpost coordinator or their local commanders mention it to them personally at church. You know, that's one thing that we've noticed, you know, over the past is sometimes we'll have people be like, well, I never knew anything about that. And it's like, man, we put that out like all over the place, but you know, what can you do? You can't force feed them information. Key is to hit as many of those platforms as possible with your information. That way you cast your net wide and, you know, you can get your information out there to everybody that you're trying to.
Now, there might be a local leader that says, well, I'm not great with some of these technology, you know, these methods are in doing so. What would you tell them be the best way to be able to help them that you've seen in your experience to be able to help them in doing so?
Some of the guys that are, you know, getting up there in years, you know, they're a totally different generation than a lot of some of the leaders and a lot of the boys, you know, totally different generation. So they communicate differently. Some of them, you know, just do phone calls.
Yeah.
Personally, I you know, that's one of my Achilles heels is I hate talking on the phone. So I don't like doing phone calls. I like pushing out information myself, but that's one way to reach some of those people that just never seem to get information the way you normally put it out is to call them.
Yeah.
Like I said, in the local church, if you can develop a relationship, it doesn't have to be like a daily relationship, just every now and then you talk to them and you're familiar with each other, you know each other, then if you call them, it's one way to do it. You can try to rely on your outreach coordinator for some of that too, you know?
Well, yeah, I know the relationship, building the relationships with the families is so important. And the other thing I just want to mention is that you could also maybe, you know, one of the things we always want to do in Rangers is maybe, you know, start training up, giving leadership responsibilities to the boys, to the young men. And if you have a boy that's great on technology, use them, create them as your communication specialist, give them the tools with your supervision to be able to help communicate, whether it's via an app, whether it's via, you know, email, however it may be. So that way they can train them up and they can be able to be your specialist because they understand the technology maybe more so than you do, but they can help teach you and you can give them those leadership responsibilities. Well, hey, TJ, I just want to say thank you so much for just taking your time to be able to talk about communications and the local outpost and then in your role with the South Texas Royal Rangers. We appreciate that because we know that for every local commander and leader, it's important. It's important to be able to communicate clearly and properly to everybody that we interact with. Thank you for your tools, your tricks, what has worked, maybe what hasn't worked. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Commander Rob. It was a pleasure to be on here, and I appreciate you asking me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for listening to the Royal Ranger podcast. I just want to continue to recommend sharing with your friends, family, you know, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other forms. Put the reviews on there. We want to hear back from you. And if you're not currently a subscriber, hit that subscribe button so that every week it comes out on Tuesdays, you'll get the new episode that comes out all the time. Hey, thanks so much for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time on the National Royal Ranger Podcast. Have a great day. You've been listening to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the Ministry of Royal Rangers. To learn more about Royal Rangers, visit us online at royalrangers.com or contact us at rangers@ag.org. Join us again next week as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the Ministry of Royal Rangers.